Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So why do we have Brian Belsky on as often as we do? First of all, he's smart. He's funny. He's a chief investment strategist, BMO Capital Markets, and the economy is confusing us this week. And it should matter to every single one of us. And the economy is way more than the stock market. It raises the yo-yo effect it had early this week. The inflation concerns, job concerns, how it affects everybody. That's why we have Belsky on. He's on. First of all, how are you, sir? How is life?
Life is great. How are you, Chad?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Okay. Was this just your normal week where we're always going to have extenuating circumstances? Doesn't always have to be a Delta variant. Doesn't always have to be infrastructure. Was this a fairly typical week, or did this stand out a little bit more to you?
Great question. A little bit more to me, especially with how the stock market reacted on Monday. You know, there were a lot of warning signs, and the market sold off as hard as it did. It's a bit of a same old song and dance type of reaction, Chad, because coming out of this bad news, we had buyers come back into the market again. But it really speaks to the momentum trading that has been really going on for most of the last 4 or 5 years. That's kind of number one. Number two, majority of people I talked to, and it was a beautiful lead-in that you had to our discussion, are just befuddled with respect to what's going on with the economy and inflation and what to do with their money. And we've had a heck of a run in stock prices, obviously, but we still have over 12 million people in the United States receiving unemployment benefits. The numbers today were a little squishy. I thought the more important number that came out within the continuing claims in terms of unemployment, that this week was one of the first weeks in several weeks that initial unemployment claims climbed that were pandemic related. So if you had a pandemic related job before and you're still not having that job, the availability of that job, that claim increased this week for the first time in a while. And I kind of found that interesting. I found that interesting because of how we're the economy is opening and there are more opportunities out there, but still this road to quote unquote normalcy is probably going to take a little bit longer than everybody thought. And it was something that we warned people of when we talked about what 2021 would look like, that it was going to be more volatile than everybody thought, that this path to normalcy was going to take a lot longer. And I think that's a theme that's going to be rolling into 2022 as well.
Let's have this debate with you that has come up a lot on the extra money, which started under the Trump administration, has continued under the Biden administration. And this debate that the extra money, the $300, plus there's also state assistance in almost all cases, is preventing, or I shouldn't say preventing, in some ways giving people an incentive to stay home. Why should I do this? Why should I work the hours when I can keep this money? I've seen some studies suggest, yes, it's playing a part. Others saying no. You talk to smart people all the time. You're a smart person. What's your view on that?
It's all over the place, Chad. It really is. It's a cornucopia of everything. It is partially people, especially in the service industry, have not come back, period, and they may never come back. But the other bigger part of it is, even in, let's say, financial services, and we are trying to hire people to get people back up and running again. And so our support services, whether or not it's human resources or accounting, we're having a hard time finding people, because in our industry, financial services, we've been trying to build back for 10 years now, especially given what happened in the great financial crisis. But I think the third biggest part of this, Chad, is the importance and the power and the prowess of technology. We're all much more efficient. We all had to learn in our personal lives, intertwine that with our professional lives, how important technology, whether or not it's the Apple machine or the Google machine or Netflix machine or Comcast, and all these things that became so important to us the last 12 to 18 months, with first being locked down and then learning how to work from home and all this stuff. Technology's made us much more efficient. What does that mean? Well, in February of 2020, I've brought this up before when we talked to you, that we were at lows in terms of unemployment, over sub 4%. And it's been our view that actually technology is going to cause that to either be pushed out even further, Chad, meaning I don't think we're going to get to sub 4% for a long time. So that's important with respect to inflation, because a year ago in August at Jackson Hole, the Fed chairman Powell changed the mandate in terms of how the Fed looks at how they're running the balance sheet. They moved away from inflation, Chad, and toward employment. And so I think this is going to be a while before we really start to see jobs increase the way that we think, and more importantly, wage inflation.
Well, that's such a good point, too, because so many people, and I don't fault them, they want to have this philosophical debate if they're a Democrat, if they're a Republican, if they're a Libertarian, where they stand within the party, which policies can stimulate the economy best, which policies can stimulate the economy throughout from the top all the way to the bottom. And at times, listen, these are significant policy differences. But as you point out, just like we watched what happened after 2008 and 2009 in the adjustments, and now this, which is so much bigger than 2008, 2009, that some changes are not coming back, and that people on both sides of the aisle, when they're debating which policy is better than the other, should be just honest and say some of this is outside of the political debate because it's what business just did on its own.
No, I think that's true, and it really speaks to the, if you want to call it binary or polarized view on politics in general, left, right, medium, whatever, in the issue with how we're going to be flip-flopping for leadership every 4 or 8 years, that doesn't take care of the structural issues that we're seeing in the world and the economy. And we felt some of that with respect to what everybody wants to talk about inflation with. Everybody would like to point to used cars, right, Chad? Used cars prices are up 45% on a year-over-year basis. But new car sales prices are up 5%. And a lot of that's going to come back when new supply comes on. It's going to come back really fast in terms of the prices. But we need to structurally reset ourselves in terms of how many people we're hiring, where these people are working, and has a lot to do with how technology is such an important part of that.
So I want to go back to what you said and remind folks, Brian Belsky's with us, Winona's own, BMO Capital Markets, Chief Investment Strategist, when you alluded to people having their money and thinking, what do they do? All of these decisions, if possible, should be balanced on patience and long-term. Sometimes people can't do it. But when people are judging this and they've watched the market really skyrocket, after the pandemic, under Trump, under Biden, but see the uncertainty and listen to you. What should they do right now? Should they be more cautious, or should they follow their initial instincts?
Well, I think they should have a plan in terms of asset allocation with respect to their relationship manager and their financial advisor in terms of how much risk they want to take on and the timing of that. But, you know, we remain resolute in our feelings in terms of our analysis and what we think longer term. We still think the U.S. stock market's in the midst of a 20 to 25 year bull market. And what's really interesting is that when we said this again, even in March of last year when the world was coming to an end and nobody believed us, that U.S. stocks are the best asset in the world, period. And we're seeing that bear fruit again. Once again, China's beginning to roll over. The European Union is cutting rates. They have negative interest rates. And a lot of people are thinking, well, the bond market has rallied here and yields have gone lower in the United States. Is that signaling that the economy is softening? A lot of people think that. I don't believe that. I think actually foreign investors are coming back to the United States and buying our fixed income, meaning treasuries, and treasury yields are going down because of the capital inflows. There's no doubt that growth is going to slow from this huge hockey stick, to use a Minnesota analogy, recovery, but we weren't going to be able to sustain 6 or 7% GDP growth, but 2 to 3% GDP growth, Chad, and double-digit earnings growth and multiples on the market in terms of how much you pay for the market going down. That's an exceedingly attractive opportunity to buy stocks. We have the best companies in the world, and no matter who the president is or what the policies are, we still have the best companies in the world. We're the best country in the world, and we're going to lead the world out of this.
Last thing before I let you go. The Delta variant is very powerful right now. And certainly when the market was hit hard earlier this week, so much of it was dictated by the Delta variant. We're now seeing this debate within states, cities, the CDC potentially in the White House about masks potentially coming back. If we would start to see that, Ron, in that same way, maybe a CDC recommendation, a White House recommendation, or more states saying it's time to go back to masks, what effect could that have on the economy?
Well, I think some of the initial part of it will be scare tactics with respect to kind of shaking the economy a little bit, but we have to cut ourselves some slack as a society. In the business world, we know how to do this now, man. We know how to wear the mask. We know how to work from home. We've become excessively efficient. The biggest problem I have to deal with my team and what's going on in my business is that we're all burned out because we're working even more because everybody knows we're online all the time. Yeah. So that's the biggest problem right now, quite frankly. We're going to get to herd immunity. We are. And the kind of shock that we saw, which I believe it was more of a natural disaster last year than a black swan or a huge recession, I think we're much better positioned from a societal standpoint, from a business standpoint, to manage any kind of Delta variant shock that we're going to receive.
Okay, before you go, you have to talk about your ball club. They've been awful. They've been awful this year. Very few highlights, one of the more underachieving or wrongly evaluated Minnesota sports teams of the last few decades. What bugs you most about this year?
Pitching. I mean, I was down in spring training. You know, I go every year, and I was pinching myself because I felt really good, and I sure went the other way of the trade, be contrarian. I just simply do not understand how they can't get this pitching right. We've had several different regimes now in this team. I thought we had a new regime coming in a few years ago that got the pitching thing understood. But we need a control alt delete reboot here on this team. We do. And so to use, you know, Trading Places 80s pop culture term, you know, we should sell Mortimer, sell.
That's a great movie, by the way. All right, man. Be well. We'll see you at the fair.
In a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Brian Belsky will be out there. I want to ask you this question. If this variant gets more powerful and it starts getting to Minnesota and we get a CDC recommendation, even for those of us who are vaccinated, to wear a mask, and you wore a mask before, are you prepared to put the mask back on, or are you too worn out and you feel like you're fine because you're vaccinated? Let me know through a text Yes or no? You willing to put that mask back on if it goes further? And if the CDC, the White House, and the state where you live in says you should put that mask on, are you doing it? Yes or no? 651-989-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.